Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants. Ain't holding nothing back, back. Got the recipe for life and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic from sex style to gossip.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition of Max and Friends. You know, it's funny because I say Sunday night and then I get tweets because people are like, why do I hear you on Monday or Tuesday? Well, that's because it's simple. We do replays here and they repeat my show during the week. So it's a lot of fun. And welcome to Max and Friends. My friend Vanessa Noel is going to join us in just a moment. This is the night where you're all going to want to tune in. Even if you all are like a little bit hungover from Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, by the way, to all the mothers out there. But yeah, Vanessa has like an unbelievable story. She's a friend to the show, Vanessa Noel. She'll be here in just a moment. But it is turning into one of those awareness shows tonight on Max and Friends. Because Vanessa had a heart attack and she's going to talk about it here tonight. And the statistics and women. This is like the number one cause of death. It's not like, it is the number one cause of death amongst you all here in America. So you want to tune in because tonight might save your life, right? Everybody has a story. You know, I believe that. And we're going to tell them here on Max and Friends. And I just believe that one of Vanessa Noel's living legacies is to be able to tell her story so that you can all have an awareness of what's going on with your heart. We've always got to be heart healthy, right? We've got one heart to love and just to have a good time with. But speaking of good times, oh wow, there's just good times happening all week ahead. I'm going to be in New York this week because we're going to see The Daily Show. You know, it's wrapping up. So I was like, we got to see it before it's no longer. It's kind of like going to see Tony Bennett. Some of the things in life you have to do before you die. Well, I had a wonderful Mother's Day today with my mother. We had a great time. We went to one of those foot massage places, okay, can we just discuss this? For an hour had our feet rubbed. Let me just tell you, it was so much fun. And you're all like, what is this show turning into? Well, it's talking about spending good times with your mother, with your loved ones, with your friends, with those that you really cherish. Because, like my friend Vanessa Noel, it was almost her time, but she's still here. And she's going to be coming to the show. Let's have Vanessa Noel come on now to Max and Friends. Welcome to Max and Friends and pull up your mic, Vanessa.
Hey, Max. How are you?
You're here. That's to start.
But I'm here.
How are you doing, my friend Vanessa?
I'm feeling so much better. So much better. Thanks.
Of course.
I'm very excited to be able to talk to everybody out there and hopefully make them really aware and save themselves.
Absolutely. Well, for those of you who don't know, for 28 years, Vanessa Noel has been designing luxury shoes for fashionable women, including royalty, celebrities, socialites, style makers. They've been seen on international runways, films, television, magazines. Sex and the City, by the way, you all. But Vanessa's not only a shoe designer, she's also a hotelier. You're like the first part of CFDA to be a hotel owner. Is that correct, a hotelier?
No, absolutely correct. I've had a hotel for 14 years, actually two of them. And I'm the only American designer to have a hotel. Tommy Hilfiger now has purchased one in Miami.
Yes, the Raleigh.
Sure. Yeah.
You started the trend. And you're in Nantucket right now. I've been to your beautiful hotels. So I hear it's a little bit cold in Nantucket, Vanessa. What's going on?
It is cold and I have no idea. You know, it's like 92 or something in Boston and New York was so hot today and it's foggy and it's cold and I feel like we're back in March or February.
Right.
But getting ready for the season. It's going to be beautiful up here.
The really Vanessa beautiful. Noel Hotel. And you also have the Green Hotel, which is like, I love the recyclable, green-friendly hotel.
Chemical-free.
Yeah.
Chemical-free, healthy, modern, and they're side-by-side. And we opened a sushi restaurant as well, Cafe di Sushi, which has just been so adored by the island. And we're so excited for the new summer to come.
And what's really exciting is recently you were just on Housewives of New York. So people are tweeting, they've seen you. My friends are like, I saw Vanessa Noel on Housewives. Tell us about your role on Housewives.
I am not a housewife. I'm a friend of a housewife.
And so tell us what happened with that show, how it all came to happen.
Well, it's great. Sonia Morgan is a very dear old friend of mine, and she's producing a line of clothing and a jewelry collection, and some of the other housewives were really sort of beating up on her, and they're quite wronged, and telling her that she should just start with one thing and you can't do it all. So she came to me and said, you're somebody who I've known for years, and you seem to be doing it all. What do I do? I said, follow your passion and follow your dreams, and don't listen to the naysayers.
Wow.
Go for it. So, and then, you know, I'm doing the shoes for her collection, too.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even know that. You're doing a million things. And let's go back, because I want to talk about your story, because it's so fascinating, because literally you had a heart attack, and you didn't believe it. Is that correct?
No, you know, Max, it's one of these things, and, you know, women especially, we don't pay attention to our hearts and to our bodies, and we're really strong, and we're powerful, and, you know, either we've got to take care of the kids, pick them up, make dinner for our husbands, go out on a date, get our hair done, whatever it is, these things always just sort of take precedence over how we feel physically. And the heart is such an incredible muscle in our body, it's very mysterious. And really, we don't know enough about it. And, if, you know, it's so cliche to say, if this can happen to you, it can happen to me, it can happen to you. But it is so true. The statistics are 1 out of 3 women will die from a heart attack and heart disease. And all the cancers put together, more people die of heart disease in this country than all the cancers put together. It's really, really frightening. And women, unfortunately, are not getting the correct attention when they reach out to their doctors about it. All the research is done with respect to men's hearts. Women's hearts beat much faster at sleep than women's do.
It's completely different, right? Because the man's...
completely different.
Isn't the men's heart bigger than the woman's heart anyhow? So that's why there's all these different symptoms?
Correct. And our symptoms are very different than when a man has a heart attack. And yet most women think that is, you know, all of a sudden they feel pain going down their left arm and they're having a heart attack. Well, that's what a man feels. Women's symptoms are different. So I started for 3 months. I had very classic female symptoms of heart attacks. And actually, I was having what they say is over that 3 month period, I had multiple small heart attacks. Mm-hmm. I went to 3 different doctors, and 3 different doctors completely misdiagnosed me. If you have an EKG, unless you're having those symptoms at that moment, your EKG will read normal. My cholesterol was completely normal to low. My blood pressure is completely normal. So I didn't have any of the high signs that would make anybody, you know, turn around and give me a stress test. But on the other hand, since I had this heart attack, all my male friends, if they have a headache, their shoulder hurts, their big toe hurts, they go to the doctor and they seem to get stress test slips and immediately. And yet here I was telling them the tightness in my chest, radiating up to my bottom jaw.
Wow.
Sometimes had flashes of nausea, sometimes felt it in my arms. These are very, very classic female symptoms of heart attacks.
All right, so you know what? Let's talk about this again, because for those of you who are listening, my guest, Vanessa Noel, heart attack survivor, she's joining us tonight from Nantucket. Vanessa, tell us exactly, because again, I need to know these symptoms so that people can write them down, you know, or text yourself. What are some classic symptoms for women? Tell us.
You feel a tightness in your chest. I particularly felt it began to localize one place in my chest. Sometimes that doesn't happen, but I felt it was like someone was pressing a quarter down in the middle of my breast where my heart is, and a very, very strong radiating feeling up to my bottom jaw. And sometimes it came in stronger, sometimes it came in weaker. But these are the classic symptoms of a female having a heart attack.
Now, can men get that radiating to the jaw too?
You know, I've never heard of that. I think most men get the feeling down their arms. Mm-hmm. Women also get aches in their back. Some people, like Rosie O'Donnell, she threw up.
Mm-hmm. And turned completely pale. I heard you turn completely pale. You puke. You're pale. She did this whole great show for a comedy show about it to make women aware, because people don't realize that this is the number one killer in America for females. So, Vanessa, tell me about your heart attack. Did you know you had a heart attack, and were you functioning when you had it?
No, I didn't. I didn't know I had a heart attack, and I was completely functioning. You know, and all the time. This was actually in a doctor's office. It was my third doctor and my second meeting with her. She was a spokeswoman for American Heart Disease for women. And she was actually my EKG. For the first time, I'd had a really bad morning with what I called episodes of my chest tightening and radiating up to my bottom jaw. And Max, I don't have to be jogging down the street to have this. I had them in the morning. I had them while lying in the bathtub. So my artery, my...
What were you thinking when you had that?
I was thinking, you know, that I needed to drink water. You know, you try to figure out what it is. I'd had a neck injury some years ago, and I thought maybe that was kicking in and radiating pain down. You don't know what it is. Finally, what this particular day at the doctor's office, she was sending me out. She thought my esophagus was spasming, and I refused to leave her office, and I told her, it's my heart, you have to find it. And finally, I was really frightened. Mm-hmm. And I'm always everybody's rock, and I'm an A-type personality. I seem quite calm, but I get a lot done, and I'm always on the go, and this was really beginning to hold me back. And I kept going to doctors and talking about it, and I was very, very descriptive, and I refused to leave her office. So she gave me another sonogram, and under the sonogram, I had a major heart attack. It on film.
This blows my mind. So you're basically like sitting in her office, and you know something's wrong with you. You know, our bodies, we kind of, after living with each other, after living with ourselves for so long, we get to know what's going on. So you knew something wasn't right. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And I didn't, I knew something wasn't right. And you know, it's really interesting. If you go to get it, if you need some contracting done on your house or a paint job or something, you go to a couple different painters and you get quotes and you talk to them or decorators. But like idiots, we go to one doctor mostly and they'll say, oh, you're fine, go home. And you go home. So this was, you know, I kept going back because I kept having problems. So I kept going to different doctors trying to get someone to figure it out. And it just, I felt like it was the very last straw for me. And I wasn't going to leave her office. I wasn't going to do it.
And now, how scared were you? Did you know what was going on, first of all?
I actually wasn't, Max, and I actually had the heart attack. She flipped out. She got really upset, and you know, she said, can you see this? And I can't read, you know, nobody can. I'm not a doctor. I'm a shoe designer. Those machines that kind of go bloop, 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 bloop. So she says, your heart wall stops moving. She says, look at this. And I was thinking, well, I'm not dead. I'm standing here, I'm talking to her. Is this good or bad? And she told me I had to have a procedure, and she called the ambulance. They cleared the cath lab for me at, you know, the hospital in New York. I was 2 minutes away. I was so close to that hospital. Thank God. They whisked me up there so fast.
But now what if people don't have, you know, this treatment that you had and that they're 45 minutes away? Is death a possibility?
Well, unfortunately, yes, it is. So it's really, really, really important. The first time you feel anything, any pain, anything to do with your heart, you need to go to a doctor and you need to ask them for a stress test. And you need to Google everything there is, teach yourself, learn. Because it's amazing how much we don't know. And
now,
we know,
well, you know, my favorite quote is, when we know better, we do better. And tonight's show is Max and Friends. If you're joining me now, welcome to the show. Vanessa Noel is here. We're talking about her heart attack survival story. When you know better, you live better. That's my hashtag for the show tonight, because it's that simple. Vanessa was going through these pains. I remember when we spoke after, I was in shock. You were like, I had a heart attack. I was like, what? And like, you're already on the phone and you're like, and I thought I was going to go to my appointment after I went to the hospital. So tell us about the journey in the ambulance, because that's like a whole nother.
You know, Max, I had a major appointment with bankers, and, you know, I needed to get to that appointment. So, and obviously they weren't going to let me go, and I couldn't go, and I still wasn't understanding this. So I stuck my telephone into the procedure room when they put a stent in my artery. And then I was able to move my arms. I took selfies. I took pictures, hid the camera again from the doctor, and asked him what time it was. And, you know, he said, it's 3:45. And I said, I'm late. He says, you're late. For what? And I said, I had a 3:30 appointment. I've got to go. He said, you can't go. You have a venue. I said, take it out. So, no, I couldn't even come up 30-degree angle for another 6 hours because the tube was in my artery. So there was a lot going on there, and, you know, I still wasn't conjugating that I had this serious heart attack. I figured, okay, you saved me. You put a stent in. I'm still fine. Let me go.
Oh, my goodness. All right, hold that thought, because when we come back, we're going to share the lighter side of finding out, when you go through this, life after the heart attack. So my guest tonight is Vanessa Noel. But right now we're going to play a song. I changed it up for you, Vanessa, because I want you to have some sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows here on Max and Friends. And when we're back, Vanessa Noel tells us about life after her heart attack. Stay tuned.
Wonderful is what I feel when we're together, brighter than a lucky penny. When we're near, the rain just disappears there, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. For my life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how the street rain goes. So come on, join in. Everybody is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay. When I said sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together, brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, that rain just disappears there, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Leslie Gore, Sunshine and Lollipops. We're talking about heart attacks. It's Mother's Day here on Max and Friends, and I'm still in Los Angeles. It's almost winding down in New York. But Mother's Day, if you're tuning in tonight, you can say, telling her to go get her heart checked. Vanessa Noel is joining me. Vanessa, tell us about life after your heart attack. What did you have to change?
Well,
first of all,
you know,
talk about the song. Wasn't that just a great song?
It was really fun. I had a big smile on my face. Max was like, how do I go back to talking about heart attack?
You know, so life after heart attack.
Well, they told me I had to de-stress. So they blame it all on stress levels of doing too much. You know, you start meditating again, which I kept forgetting to meditate. So that wasn't working for me. I met with a shaman, and I like my life. I really like my life, and that was a really interesting thing I realized. But it's how you handle the stress, which I have changed. So life goes on. I'm really, really lucky. Like you had asked me earlier, if I was 45 minutes away, Max, the doctor told me if I'd walked out of her office and had this heart attack on the street, I wouldn't be here. So it was that close. So the most important thing, after the heart attack, I'm trying to find good in this. Why did this happen to me? What can I do? So I've actually I was on stage with Barbara Streisand at the
Yes,
Women
I
in
do
the
want
League
to talk about
Summit.
That. There's a video of you right now with Barbara Streisand, and I love that there's such an open forum. I think really awareness is the key to people, to the awareness. It really is the key to finding out early stages of what's going on. Are you having a heart attack? And hearing your story. So tell us about that stage you're on with Barbara Streisand and where people can find the video.
And Dr. Holly Anderson, and it was Women in the World Forum. It was a couple weeks ago in New York City. Really, really incredible. And two women have already contacted me saying because of what we spoke about, just like I'm talking with you, Max, that their lives were saved. They went to the doctor and they were verbal about it. And women are very strange. Apparently we're very, you know, we don't want to talk about it. It's not a really sexy thing having a heart attack. They equate it with ancient old man disease or something. There's nothing wrong with old men. but it's not a young, sexy thing. And women are getting younger and younger and younger having heart attacks. It's even women in their 20s and 30s. So it's not something that just happens when you're old. And it's happening more rapidly in this case.
Why do you think it's happening? Is it just because we're living these high-paced, stressed lives? Or what are some keys that we can actually bring the stress level down that you've put into effect into your life?
Well, yeah, I think women have really entered the work field, and they're doing it all. They've got children, they have families, they have just as much stress as men have. Maybe even more sometimes because they have to take more on and prove themselves. I also think it's how we're living our lifestyles. We're not taking real breaks and real breathers. We're eating terrible foods. I've gone completely organic to the point where I've gone and bought all these non-GMO seeds, and I'm growing wonderful, wonderful vegetables for myself this summer. Anything I can possibly do to help my body. I mean, we are what we eat after all, and all the chemicals that maybe that's hurting our hearts. So it's really interesting. People need to relax. They need to know how to relax. And sometimes I've heard some people meditate. They'll stop everything in their day and take 1 minute, periodically during the day to calm down.
So you bought a bird. Did your bird help you calm down?
Oh, I did. I got a fabulous parrot. And absolutely he did. I mean, pets are amazing, and they'll really help you relax.
Yeah.
And they really do. So, I mean, everybody who's listening out there, it's you I'm talking to. I'm not talking to your friends. I am talking directly to you. Listen, save yourself.
It's true, and only we can do that. You know, the minute you feel that something's not right, just go get it checked out. Wouldn't that be like just the most, it's like the common sense, no, Vanessa?
It is common sense, but you know, it's not really fun. So it's much more exciting to go meet a friend for lunch or do anything else you need to do or even things you don't need to do. I mean, making that appointment and going to the doctor these days is really a chore. It's not easy and it costs a lot. And everyone's health care plans are all screwed up and nobody understands them. Then you've got to find a doctor who's, you know, within your circuit. It's not easy, but it's much better than being sick and having a heart attack.
Absolutely.
And potentially not making any. I am one of the lucky ones, and I'm one of the few.
And that's really why you're here telling your story, because, you know, I was thinking after I saw the video with Barbara Streisand, I'm like, okay, Vanessa and I have been friends for years, right? I have this great platform of Max and Friends. Vanessa has her great platform. And I was like, there's a reason why we know each other. It's, you know, it's like, I've got to have you tell your story. And it's not, you know, just because we're here at this moment, because I always believe where you are right now is exactly where you're supposed to be. And that's listening to Max and Friends. So if you're listening, Vanessa's story, I just know in my heart, no pun intended, that people are going to hear this show, and because of this show, they're going to have longer lives because of your story, Vanessa. I totally believe it. That's why I'm having you here. Because we've been on before about talking about fun, you know, crazy stuff. But tonight, it's like, I was like, I have to have you on the show because your story will save lives. I know it's already happening.
You know, Max, I hope so. And this is where I'm trying to find, like, there has to be a reason why I had this heart attack. And I'm 52 years old. I am so healthy. You know, and people, why Barbara and everyone picked me to go up is because A, people know me, they know my shoes. B, I was talking about it. You know, yeah. I started texting just like you said. I was reaching out and telling people because most people hide it. And it's just so important for us all, and even men. Even men have to listen, and even men have to take care of themselves. And if you have a problem, go research it and go to the doctor, call somebody. And if you still feel like you didn't like that answer and you know there's something wrong with you and they don't give you tests, don't stop.
Demand. Well, how many doctors did you end up seeing, Vanessa?
Three
doctors.
Did you
go back to any of them to tell them what was up?
And they're all good doctors.
Right.
They're all really, really good doctors in New York City. And, you know, all of them said, well, you know, cholesterol levels are fine. You're very calm. Your blood pressure is fine. My father had recently passed away. They said, maybe you're upset with your father passing away. Well, of course I am. But there's a very big difference between sorrow and having tightening of the chest radiating right up to your bottom jaw.
Right, right.
It still
blows my mind to know that you had a heart attack and that literally shortly after you were back at work. That's just how you're so dedicated to your Vanessa Noel brand. It was incredible.
Thank you, Max.
It really was. But how long after did you have the heart attack? Were you back at work?
I tried to start working the next day.
You're like in the hospital bed. We were sending swabs to Italy.
They give you a lot of medication. Right. You know, Toprol is what I was on, a beta blocker, and it really lowers your metabolism. It sort of puts a moat around your heart. So if you won the lottery, your blood pressure would only go so high, or if something was really stressful, you know, it sort of keeps you in a very safe zone. Because I had the heart attack, my heart had to heal. We can all, our hearts are so large, we can live with about 20% of the heart functioning, but they want as much of your heart to function as possible. A lot of mine came back. I do have scar tissue in my heart, but, you know, the medications make you a lot slower.
Do you still have pain with that? Can you feel a pain with the scar tissue?
You know, I still have a lot of issues. They call it very symptomatic. So I actually end up taking nitroglycerin pills almost every day. My stent is fine. My major arteries are flowing. I've had CT scans, CTA scans, PET scans. The PET scan was a scan that shows that there possibly is some small vein blockage. The blood isn't getting to my heart actually correctly. So they can only mitigate that. So it's very new science, very new. They don't know a lot about it. So there's a new drug out that I'm on, so we're sort of taking it. And I know in my heart that we're going to get through this and it's going to be just fine. And I think I'm going to be off all the medication.
Now, what's the probability for those listening tonight who this is like a whole new thing? They never heard about this before. The pain from the arm to the jaw up the body. What is the probability after you've had a heart attack to now you're on the recuperation, you're recuperating? Is there a likelihood to have other heart attacks after you have one?
Yeah, actually, 24% of the women who have heart attacks die within the first year after having a heart attack. And basically, Max, that is because they're not getting like the beta blocker, the Toprol, and the correct medication. And there's different reasons why people have heart attacks. Some people do have a very high level of cholesterol. They have to take that down. People have to pay attention. For me, they thought it was stress. And I loved stress. I was like, oh my God, you're taking away like my morning stress cereal.
You're like, I'll have a box of stress.
Okay, so with all of this, and my doctor was following me on Facebook and social media, I opened a sushi restaurant. I micromanaged it from New York to open it up in my hotel in Nantucket. So once we started posting pictures and it opened in August, she called me. She goes, what are you doing?
Yeah, right.
And I said, I'm staying in New York like you told me to. She goes, how did you do this? It's all how you handle things. So you can change your life. And you can change the ways you do things and still be who you are. But you have to pay attention. You have to heal.
Yeah, you have to heal. That's with everything in life. You just have to heal. Just heal. Right? But now there's so much you're doing besides the hotels, besides the shoes, besides your appearances on Real Housewives of New York. You're also in
a bunch of books.
You just launched handbags. You're doing like a million quadrillion things. What's next for Vanessa Noel?
Good question, Max. I guess you'll have to stay tuned to your next show.
And stay tuned to your social media. Where do we follow you online? On Twitter?
You can follow me on Instagram, Vanessa Noel Style. Mm-hmm. And you can follow me on Facebook, Vanessa Noel Shoes.
That's simple. But now tell us about your handbags, because now that we're talking about them, I got to plug them, because I've seen some of them, and I'm going to see you in person this week, so I'm going to see them in person. But they are phenomenal. Tell us about your new handbag collection, Vanessa Noel.
Well, thanks. So I'm in Nantucket, and I came here to get us all ready for season. So I've actually been carrying one, and everyone's been stopping me on the street. It's a beautiful linen tote, and all edged and trimmed with alligator. It's Louisiana alligator, but it's so chic. It takes you from urban to beach. Looks great in an airport, and looks great everywhere, but I hated traveling today because everybody looks so dodgy and awful, and it's all about the accessories. We have to be comfortable, so carry something beautiful on your arm. I've done a beautiful collection, little small sort of daytime cocktail bags, which are really fun too, because nothing looks worse on a girl when she's all dressed up and going out and she's lugging around this big purse. No need for it. Not sexy.
No. You need to write like these little blurbs. You need another thing to do, right? You need to just write these little blurbs like in the magazines, because it's just the way that you say it is just so perfect. The Vanessa way. The Vanessa way. But hey, Vanessa, tell us about the Asseline books you're in, because you're like in four or five of them now or more. Like, did I lose track?
No, I mean, actually, I think I've lost track too. The last one that just came out is the CFDA, which is the Council of Fashion Designers of America, which I'm very proud to be a member of. It's a core group of designers. They just came out with one a few weeks ago called #Fashion. And it's so much fun. It's about all of us. We put in a number of, you know, things that we Instagram, and they put it together. And it's just so cool to see through the eyes of designers. I'm also in a book called Impact, which was wonderful, with Fashion Designers at Home, which is probably my favorite book. Great photos of where a lot of us live. And another favorite one is the Travel Scrapbook of Designers Traveling, of which I have to admit, I forgot to put my own hotels in.
Well, you're saving that for your book.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. There you go. But Vanessa, tell us something that, because we do this whole inspirational segment before our guests go, but what is it that you wish you knew then that you know now?
I wish I had Googled it, because that's the easiest thing for each of us to do when we're sitting at the office, when we're sitting at home, or sitting with our telephone somewhere. When you have a pain and you feel something, Google it. I almost, with all my outreach, Max, I almost waited too long. You know what? It wasn't my time. I wasn't supposed to be dead. And it was so close that I was supposed to be able to reach out and help other people. And I really believe this is what I can do now, to give back, to try to save
someone. This is what you're doing. What you're doing.
Exactly. So I think the most important thing is, if everybody listens to me and can hear me out there, go home and Google, what are classic symptoms? What are symptoms of a female heart attack? What are things they need to look out for? Because honestly, one out of three women will have one. One out of three will die. More than, you know, so every one of us is going to be touched somehow by heart issues, heart disease, heart attacks. So we need to know before we get involved too deeply or it's too late.
Absolutely. Well, Vanessa, it's coming to that time where it's getting late. We got to wrap up your segment. I love you so much for joining me on Max and Friends tonight. I love your story just because you're here
so
to
much.
Tell it. You're here to tell your story. Happy Mother's Day to your mother. I'm going to see you this week in New York. We're going to have some fun.
Can't wait.
And we're going to have a blast. And no, just keep telling your story because it's your living legacy. There's nothing. How great is it to be able to be alive and tell your story and tell others how they can live, basically, how they can survive?
You know what? As a fashion designer, we always want to look beautiful and glamorous. And the first thing that makes you look beautiful and feel glamorous is your health. So take care of your damn health and your heart.
Take care of your blessed health. I love you, Vanessa Noel, for joining me tonight. For more information, follow Vanessa on Facebook at Vanessa Noel and on Instagram at Vanessa Noel Styles. Love you, Vanessa. Well, on that note, we're going to play some music because I've got another great song called Heart and Soul of a Woman. Heart and Soul of a Woman by Sophie B. Hawkins. And when we're back, my mother's joining us on Max and Friends. Hit it. Heart and Soul of a Woman.
Feminine twist. God is like me. You've taken one too many stands. Now no one wants to be your when out of the mist comes this feminine twist, I won't leave you alone till you're back on your feet again. Love that is sublime in ways you can't define, that the heart and soul of a woman.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Sophie B. Hawkins, Heart and Soul of a Woman. Welcome to the show, my mother, Gina. How you doing, Mama Gina?
Hi, Max. How are you, my love?
Did you have a fun Mother's Day today?
Oh, thank you. I had a fabulous Mother's Day. It was really, really unbelievably relaxing.
It was good times. Well, that was a song by our friend Sophie B. Hawkins. And I'm glad you're joining me tonight, Mom, on Max and Friends. You know, it's 7 years that I'm here.
I know. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And it's not your
first time on
the
show. I know. 7 years.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
Well, listen, of course it's Mother's Day, so I had to have you on the show because it's not the first time I've done it. You know by now on Mother's Day that you're going to be on Max and Friends, right?
Right.
So I want you to tell us a little bit about your life. You know, we're doing this book now, and we interviewed you the other day, and I have your interview in front of me. I'm not going to read all of it, so don't worry. But there were some fascinating moments in your life, especially when you were in your fashion days and with Maximilian. So tell us about the story, the Maximilian story, and how you came up with my name.
Oh, well, I was in the fur business for some time, and we owned a mink farm many, many years ago, and this job offer came through for Maximilian Furs with Madame Potak, who was the owner. She came from Poland after the war with her brother, Maximilian, and they opened up a very exclusive fur shop on West 57th Street. And so, therefore, I became executive vice president there, and it was amazing because the first week that I worked there, she said to me, "We're going to Paris." And it wasn't my first trip. I had worked for Remy on first and gone to Paris quite often with Jacques Coran, the president. But anyway, so there we were off to Paris, and we were staying at the Plaza Athénée, which that's where I used to stay. And I don't
that's
know
where
if
we
you
still
want me to say. That's where we still stay. Well, you know how
yes,
I feel
tell
about
us the story. Stuff. Tell us the story. What happened?
Well, I mean, she was a very sweet lady, a tiny lady, and just adorable, dressed extremely well, you know, Chanel and all that stuff. And so we had this reservation for her suite. And they say, "Well, we're very sorry, but, you know, we didn't know you were arriving today, and the suite is being painted, so can I put, you know, you into another room until your suite will be ready tomorrow?" So here I end up sleeping with this woman that I really don't know, and it was like, "Oh my God, what am I doing here?" And so I was at the edge of the bed, and you know, and I was going, "I can't sleep, I can't sleep." But anyway, she was just so delightful and such a sweet person, and I loved her like I would love my own mother. I adored her.
Absolutely.
I think she
you were in Women's Wear Daily like so often during your career. You were a staple. I mean, we went through, I found some of your articles. Did you see them, by the way, the other day when we were going through all the store stuff for Delmonico's? I found your newspaper articles from WWD, and I was like, you have been in this industry, this fashion industry, for such a long time. It was such a part of your life and your career and growing up in New York. And you had like the most incredible opportunities to meet some incredible people. So, for instance, tell us about Duke Ellington.
Oh, well, Duke Ellington, actually, I was working for Revion first. We had moved into Saks Fifth Avenue, and he came in and he ordered a white mink coat to the floor. And so, you know, we were thrilled to have him. He was such a charming, happy-faced person. He always had a wonderful smile on. And when we made the coat, he came in to try it on to make sure everything was fitting well, and which it did. And he came in with his nephew, actually. And then the next thing I know is, like, 2 days later, he was performing. In those days, Empire State Building had a
theater.
Yes, and it was, and all was like, you know, a dining theater. You can dine and have dinner. I wish I could, maybe one of your listeners could remember.
Yes,
will
if you know the
name
of the Empire State Building Dinner Hall Theater,
it was on
tweet
the first
me at
Max floor.
Tucci. Tweet me at
yeah,
Max
it was on the first floor.
So you're
anyway,
there.
So all of a sudden, you know, he sends us the tickets for my entire staff. And he invited us for dinner and the theater and his, of course, his music. And we had the most fabulous time. He was such a wonderful, charming man. Oh, I just loved him.
Now, tell us about Cary Grant.
Oh, don't get me started with Cary Grant. I don't think I ever washed that hand. But he came in to buy. Oh, God, he was so charming. And he had this secretary with him that, you know, was like a pit bull. You couldn't go near him. But he certainly grabbed my hand. And he said, come, you know, look in the mirror. And he said, could you take your shoes off? And I'm going, what the devil does he want me to take my shoes off? And, well, you know, my mother is a tiny woman. And I just want to see, you know, how this coat would look on my mother. And I'm going, oh, my God, thank God I had a pedicure. So and he's like casually talking to me, and he has his arm around me and asking me, you know, questions of where I bought the dress that I had on. And of course, you know, I didn't want to say Gimbel's, but, you know, I thought, well, why not? It wasn't Saks Fifth Avenue or Bergdorf dress, but he happened to like it. So anyway, he was just so, so charming. Oh, I will never forget that as long as I live. So there.
And then, speaking of Saks Fifth Avenue, you had a great career at Saks, didn't you?
Yes, I did. It was another wonderful career with Jacques Arand, who was the president of Revient New York, and also with him. I think I worked there like for 2 weeks, and the next thing I know is that I'm off to Paris to help them in one of the coats that I bought thousands of, which of course he later told me that if I didn't sell them, I would have to eat them. But anyway, so I was off to Paris many a time to work at with Madame Revient at Rue La Boétie, where Revient had its shop. So I had quite an interesting career as far as furs were concerned, that's for sure.
Well, you know, what's so interesting is, like, what do you think now of the industry?
Oh, I think it's sort of, I don't know, you know, when you're buying a fur coat, we used to have private rooms for customers, and they were made to order, where measurements were taken and the canvas was made, and the customer would come in and have the canvas fitted, and from the canvas, you know, the coat was made. And in those days, it was really a luxury item. It was, you know, somebody had to be very wealthy to have a fur coat. So
tell us about it's changed completely, right?
Oh, well, it definitely has changed. I mean,
now,
you know,
they just throw it on a rack and then put it on a hanger.
Yeah,
and call it a day.
They throw it on a rack where, you know, before we used to have like private rooms that go into the store, you know, into the storage facility where the coats were. And by the way, I always had permission to wear anything that I wanted to wear from the vault. And
you had a good time. We got to wrap it up, but there's been so many other people. Sammy Davis Jr. I mean, that was at Ritter Brothers with Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, yes. And Carol Channing and Princess Grace and Prince Rainier. And,
right?
And yes,
Elizabeth
Onassis.
Taylor,
yes.
Jackie Kennedy Onassis.
Yes, yes.
You had such a fun life, but the best is yet to come.
Oh, I hope so. From your mouth to God's ears.
Oh, it's happening.
So thank you so much for such a beautiful day, and thank you for taking me to my favorite little restaurant.
You're not telling where it is. It's our little secret place.
Oh, it is. It's the best kept secret in Pompano. And
nope, it's not Pompano.
Oh, all right, wherever. But
it's
it was
a little
wonderful.
Bit further north in Boca.
But it was wonderful, and it was just a very, very lovely evening. Thank you so much.
No, of course. Well, we're going to wrap this show up, but before I let you go, give us some inspiration. What is it that you wish you knew then, any point in life, then, that you know now?
Oh, my heavens. Then I could write a novel. I really could. Wow, I just can't go into all of it. I mean, you know, I don't know, Max, you really put me on the spot. It's too late in the evening to be thinking about that.
So what is it that you wish you knew then that you know now? One thing.
I don't know. I really don't know, Max. What do you think?
It's yours. This is your moment to inspire the listeners.
Well, I would say I wish I had more boyfriends.
How many more?
Oh, heavens. Well, you know, I had a few, but not that many. You know, why not? I mean, when you're young, you might as well enjoy yourself and have a good time. That's for sure.
Well, speaking of good time, you're on our time now, and you have all of these men hitting you up, so you might, what you knew then that you know now, you might be making up for.
Well, it's never too late, so they say.
It's never too late, but it is here on Max and Friends, because we got to wrap this show up, Mama Tucci.
Okay, my dear, love you.
I'm going to call you after the show. Love you, too. Thank you for being on the show tonight.
Okay, good night, everyone. Happy Mother's Day. Bye.
Indeed. Happy Mother's Day to my mama, Gina, and to all the mothers out there that are here on this earth and that are just this amazing energy around us. We love you and we thank you so much for giving us life. Ooh, could you imagine having to carry something inside of you for 9 months? Oh, my goodness. Well, speaking of carrying, I'm going to carry you all into this week with some wonderful words of wisdom to take life to the max. Enjoy every moment of it. Okay? Your life is big. Keep reaching, and no experience is ever wasted. Everything has meaning. Just like Vanessa Noel's heart attack, it has meaning, so she could join us tonight at Max and Friends to talk about her story and to hopefully encourage you to go to the doctor and also give you some awareness of what's going on. Well, stay tuned to Max and Friends every Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio, because only more shows are coming your way here every Sunday night. What do I have to tell you? Go to GoFundMe.com/Oscars Delmonico. You know we're doing the book, and it's incredible the response that we have. Some amazing celebrity chefs, and also a massive restaurateur is doing the forward. So all good things there. And if you're tuning in, no matter where you're tuning in from, I love you because I know you have choices. Thank you for tuning in to Max and Friends all over the world. I really appreciate it. And for those of you who are tuning in to find out what's going on in my life, thank you for tuning in. Because that's how you get to talk about me when you don't know what's going on, Mary Bowen. Well, anyway, stay tuned to Max and Friends. I'm calling people out. Speaking of calling people out, thank you for tuning in. Well, everyone, have a great night. Take life to the max. And remember, good night and good karma. I'm your host, Max Tucci, from Max and Friends.
Max and Friends. He says what he wants. Ain't holding nothing back. Got the